the feds are touring a Michigan jail. Could be the site for the Gitmo inmates. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Is it Kansas, Leavenworth, Fort Leavenworth, or is it Michigan? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you can imagine, people in Michigan, in that area, not thrilled either. We'll talk about Afghanistan and what the end game could be. Also, another earthquake, do you believe it? 6.5 rocking Japan's east coast. Also, some of the other things that we're going to dive into. Oh, yet another person to throw into the dungeon. I haven't had any dungeon people in so long, any inmates, I guess they're not people, they're inmates, in so long that we had one on our previous show. I think we had one last week, but I got another great one coming up for you here on ATN. Also, coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to DJ Frost, an international pilot who's flown over the Hudson Corridor that, of course, over the weekend was the scene of tragedy. Some people looking up into the air, looking out to the beautiful skies in New York. It was a great day, and a helicopter that was a sightseeing helicopter and a plane that collided, killing all nine people on board. Finally, they've recovered all of those bodies. But a lot of people are describing that corridor of airspace as something akin to the Wild West. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. I think of the times that I've flown over that area. So we'll dive into that coming up in another 10 minutes. Hey, speaking of that, I saw a wild story, and I thought it had to be exaggerated. There must be something to it. But can you imagine if an airline offered you $5.99 for an all-you-can-fly pass? Kind of like the all-you-can-eat buffets, you know, that people are so tempted by. Well, JetBlue is doing that. I checked with the corporation. It's true. You can book an unlimited amount of flights for over a month, is what they're saying, for $5.99. So you can fly any of the JetBlue 56 stops, destinations, between September 8th and October 8th. You have to book by August 21st. That's incredible. If you lived in an area where they had JetBlue, I live in an area where, of course, you don't have access to JetBlue. It's not any of the destination places. But, for example, if you're listening to me in Connecticut, a lot of people in Connecticut jump on those JetBlue flights to go across the country and some of the interesting places that JetBlue flies. So it would be worth it, I think, for some of those frequent flyer people, or if there's long lost relatives that you haven't seen and there's just no way you could afford it. Can you imagine? This is like manna from heaven, but of course the key would be, do you have the time? And what is the catch? I mean, if you have how many people that are getting these passes, it's probably first come, first serve, right? Just like a buffet. You get in line, boom, you're in. And the guy that's all the way back, he doesn't get the good piece of roast beef. Too bad, he's 50 deep. And they're out of the good roast beef. It's just the ends of the roast beef. So I'm thinking there'll be an avalanche of people that will jump on this, and that's probably what will happen there. I think it's a brilliant idea, though. Whoever came up with that in a marketing meeting should be applauded, because they'll just book that sucker right up. So if they're having problems filling flights, which I hear they are, this will take care of that. And as I said, we're going to jump into the whole thing with the Hudson River crash and the pilot and what happened there and the VIPs and all that sort of stuff and what some of the fallout has been from that, obviously. Plus, the odd news, news you can abuse. I had Sharon, I had Ed, I had Phil, all requesting that I do more of the upside down, all around news you can abuse. So just for all of you listening, we're going to give you extra news you can abuse on this version of America Tonight in the 4 fat hours that we have. One of the stories we're going to tell you about is a freaky story. A man pleading not guilty to ringing the doorbell. I mean, you know, so what? Was it a prank, ringing the doorbell? Did you do that when you were 10 years old, 11 years old, on mischief night? Now, there's a new twist to this story. Apparently, this guy in California, at least is suspected of doing this, nude at the houses that he rang the doorbell. Yeah. So go up, boom, hit that doorbell, standing there nude. I'm going to look through the little peephole from now on, I think, when I hear the doorbell ring. Because, of course, I have to run down steps. So a lot of times, not thinking, you know, you flip the door open. I think I might think twice now when I hear the doorbell. And there's some other crazy things to that story, so we will jump to that as well. First, let's take our leadoff man. Sam is listening to us across the border. A lot of people talking about Canada these days and the comparisons with the health care and all the shouting that's going on in the United States over health care reform. And again, people trying to compare it to what would it be like if we had the same kind of insurance, health insurance anyway, as Canada. Hey, Sam.
That guy from California, if he did it in our neck of the woods, whether it be, you know, Philly or Montreal, if he did it like in December and January, he'd freeze. If you know
well,
what I mean.
And plus the reaction. Can you imagine the reaction? You know, sometimes you're tired, you're not thinking, you fling open the door, and the guy's standing there with everything hanging out, let's say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, he'd be, you know, in some cases, he'd be a good politician because he's nuts.
Nuts, I like that.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
What's on my... Okay, well, obviously, we're not going to talk about that until late. And I hear a dog barking in the background.
Yes, I think there is a dog barking. That could be Mahalo barking in the background, upset that he's not getting any attention, I'm thinking. But that's okay. Just ignore the dog. It's no problem. What's on your mind?
I see you've been talking to some of my ex-girlfriends, but that's another thing. Our humble prime minister went to Panama, and now he's had a trade deal with Panama. I'm thinking, like, what the hell? You know, I'm thinking, okay, granted, we don't mind the trade, you know, trade and all that, but I'm thinking at the same time, next thing you know, he's going to try and get all of Central, South, and, you know, all over the Americas just trying to get, you know, trade deals going. I'm going to be like, excuse me, Steve, you've got a country to run here. Hello? You know what I'm trying to say? Kate, you still there?
The globe trotting thing. What's the deal with Panama? I'm just trying to make cut another deal?
Supposedly for a trade deal for like $150 million a year in trade.
Well, you know what? Probably maybe stacking some of the options, too, because there has to be a little bit of concern. You even said it with of course, Julie and the work that she does. People in Canada concerned about that Buy American clause that was in the stimulus package that came out, and the people in Mexico as well. So maybe he's kind of, sort of stacking the deck.
Right. Oh, yeah, by the way, I spoke to Steve. He was disappointed. He said, darn it, that one's... Because Julie and I, even, you know, we were talking that if we ever, and I'm hoping she'll say change her mind eventually, Steve would perform the ceremony.
Wow, how cool would that be? So he would come back to Canada, or you would even go there?
No, Steve said we've talked about it and said we'd have it here because most of her family, especially she's got older aunts and uncles who, for whatever reason, can't travel. You know, they're getting on in years.
So he would come back to Canada, but that'd be kind of cool to be married in Israel, too. But if you have more family, obviously, there, it's probably easier. Wow, that'd be neat. Very cool. All right, Slam and Sammy, keep us abreast of what's going on in Canada. Do me a favor. Ask some of your coworkers how they feel about Canadian health care coverage. And if you can't get them to call America tonight, at least take a little mini poll so we can see if everybody thinks it's kind of mediocre. Because I've talked to a bunch of people, and they disagree. They say, no, it's not mediocre. Where are you hearing all this? Coming up next, we're going to talk with DJ Frost. Hang with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Said it a ton of times here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We've talked about those helicopters that fly over that over Manhattan, and in particular over that area of the Hudson where the crash was over the weekend. I've taken the helicopter tours, and it's just incredible to be able to look down and see New York and all it has to offer from the airspace. But now we're wondering how dangerous it is. And as I said, there was one city council person in New York who described it as kind of like the Wild West, and there's no regulations, and that's part of the problem. Joining us now on the show, DJ Frost, one of our favorite pilots who's flown that area and internationally. Hey, DJ.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. What's the deal with that airspace? How dangerous is it?
Well, you know, first of all, Kate, I just want to say I know a lot of people saw those pictures and might be feeling a little bit of stress about flying around the airspace. And I got a great stress release technique, free recording at flystressfree.com to help anybody with any fears of flying. Well, you know, it has to be kept in perspective that this does not happen very often. It's generally, it works well. People are in communication. The pilots are doing their see and avoid with their visual flight rules. So it has to be kept in that light and looking at that not a lot of this is going wrong, that there's a lot of right things that are working within the VFR corridor. Yet they're going to look at a lot of things that went wrong that day also, and there will be certain recommendations coming from the NTSB.
What do you think some of the recommendations would be if you had to take a guess at it?
Well, they could be looking at a certain collision avoidance systems that could be inside the airplane utilized for looking at other traffic as they're approaching. They could look at closure rates, things like that. They could look at better training, possibly a certain air traffic control procedures that would have some kind of certain radar down there to control it a little closer. So they have to balance that also with the cost and whether it's really necessary, whether this is just a pilot error accident or whether it was just one of those things. And I, you know, it's sad to say that. And what do you say to those families that perished? And it's a very difficult situation to look at. Yet the freedom to fly in that area is part of what makes this country in the United States so great for pilots to be able to have that freedom to fly in that area.
Yeah, I agree. So in a way, I guess you don't want too much regulation because, boy, you'd be cutting off some beautiful stretch of the country.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot of many, many pilots who fly on their own, who are private pilots, who are very, very competent, very cautious, and really look out. So a lot of things have to be taken into consideration. And it's really important that, you know, knee-jerk reactions aren't made and yet kept in perspective that, you know, we have a lot of auto accidents and in the country every week, a lot of people perish in accidents. So we really have to look at it in the overall spectrum of things.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, besides that happened, there was that crazy lockdown in Minnesota at the Rochester Airport. And now they're talking about the passenger bill of rights and all of that. You know, how crazy is that? And you can imagine the pilots and the crew were also involved. That had to be incredibly frustrating. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
No, I haven't been in a situation quite that long. I mean, I've been in some long lineups on runways and all. And when I've been in captain of an aircraft, I would always elect to go to the gate or find some way to take care of my passengers to get off the airplane. I was very shocked to find that, especially with the advancements in the passenger bill of rights. I just don't get it. I mean, why didn't somebody just at least call the director of the airport, make an emergency call to take care of those poor people? They were just about kidnapped in that respect and held hostage. And I'm very disappointed in the reaction from Continental Airlines, Continental Express, and how they conducted that, sure.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too, because remember when it happened with the JetBlue thing? They handled it well after the people that were stuck. Of course, then it brought up the whole Bill of Rights, the passenger Bill of Rights and whatnot, which I think is a good thing. I mean, obviously, the airspace is more crowded. We know that. I think people do have patience, but they don't have patience for crazy, silly things like that. It made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Were they afraid that they said they couldn't find people on the ground and they would be breaking violations of the FAA. I don't see what the violations would be. I agree with you that it could be making a call.
Yeah. No, I don't understand it either. They said the TSA screeners had gone home, yet the people were getting off the plane. They don't need to be screened to get off the plane, yet they would probably be delayed if they tried to leave right away because they couldn't screen the people, yet that's what they had to do anyway. They still couldn't go anywhere for many hours because the crew also needed rest. So I really don't understand what they were thinking about at that point. It's sad because it was also human sanitation within the airplane too and basic needs that weren't even being met for human beings. That's not right either.
Yeah, no kidding. Then we had a couple of weeks ago that flight from that was going from Rio de Janeiro to Houston, and they had that weird thing with the clear, I forget what it was, the clear airspace or something, the swoosh that kind of sucked the plane in, and the people were jostled around, and some of them were actually injured. They hit the ceiling of the plane. It was crazy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did talk about this on my blog recently, and the people who got injured during that turbulence, and there's several updrafts and downdrafts, and it was very similar to like a wind shear. Of course, we're used to wind shear when it's close to the ground and it pushes an airplane down and there's an accident. This was almost like a wind shear up at a high altitude, and all the people that got injured have one thing in common. They didn't have their seatbelt on. So it's very important, even if people are laying in their seat and they have a blanket around them, that blanket is not going to protect them if the airplane hits some turbulence. Make sure the seatbelt is on. That's very important. People were thrown up into the air and hit the ceiling that were laying down in their seats. And that's a very, very important basic thing that people must know. Even if the seatbelt sign is off, keep that seatbelt on unless you got to get up, stretch your legs, and use the restroom.
Yeah, I think that it's just we see in the movies that everybody's roaming around with cocktails. And remember the old days when I was a little girl, I can remember being on a plane from Philadelphia to Los Angeles and people smoked. I mean, can you imagine now? Of course, you would immediately, when the plane landed, you'd be arrested, et cetera. But those days are gone. And, of course, it's as you said, it's for the safety of everyone. But I looked around and even after that happened on a quick flight I had, a lot of people just don't do that. I don't know what it is. It's just like the cars. They just don't get that. As you said, you got to put that seatbelt on. I think I was hoping that some people would be scared by, or not scared, but they would be sort of scared straight into to hearing about what happened on that flight and more people would buckle up. I wonder if the flight attendants now are going to have to be like police officers and they're going to have to go up and down and check the seatbelts more.
Yeah, and most of them do that, and some of them are very vigilant about checking and making sure people have their seatbelts on, especially with the blankets. That's the way they'll say, if you're going to have a blanket on you, have the seatbelt on the outside. And what's really interesting, there was a airline in China, they're thinking about trying to set up those little handles above and just have some people actually stand. I don't know if they're going to have seats in planes or what. I don't know. Maybe they just don't have turbulence in China, they figure. I don't know. Or maybe just have little sandals they can slide their feet in that are attached to the floor. I'm not sure what's going on with that airline.
Yeah, no kidding. Standing room only. We'd never see that in the United States, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No way. Hey, more people are starting to be interested in aviation and getting their own pilot's license. How hard or easy is that to do? I'm saying you're doing the hamburger runs, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, aviation is a great thing for people to participate in. There's a lot of airports now that have free demo days, and because it's something that is really fun and very interesting for people to experience, especially the young people around that are very interested in that. I've always enjoyed flying myself. It's just a great passion of mine that I've had since I was a little kid. I used to build Lego airports, and I've always enjoyed flying it. And yet I like to see the safety enhancements come along. And it is. It's always disturbing when I do see things happen. Yet I know there's ways things that can be improved, and they've been improved so much over the years. It's a lot of fun, and it's still a great passion for many, many people.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, again, if everybody wants to go to your website, where do they go to get those tips on flying stress-free?
Go to flystressfree.com, flystressfree.com. I got some great tips for stress-free flying. I even have a free hypnosis download because besides being an international pilot, I'm also a certified hypnotist, and I help people with fear of flying.
Awesome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, DJ. Thanks. We appreciate your insights.
You're welcome, Kate, anytime you need me.
All right, so you heard his website. You can go there. I know a lot of people, actually, that are not full-on shaking when they sit down in their seats, but they are definitely a little bit afraid of flying. So I've gone to the site. There are some good tips there. Read them. There's things you can do before you get on the plane so you don't have to be freaked out. All right, so we're going to take you around the globe. We have odds and ends coming up next on ATN.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
You're listening to GCS. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Okay, so what do Bill Clinton, Tipper Gore, and John Stamos have in common? If you were thinking birthday, you're correct. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, everybody, Kate. Here on America Tonight. That's right. Coming up, we have birthdays, and we flip another page on the calendar, and we do news you can abuse. So all three celebrating the same birthday on August the 19th. I thought we'd do something fun that I used to do on the show called Headlines. As we know, the morning papers are shortly being delivered around the country. What are the headlines going to read for the people who stumble out with their coffee in their hand, or maybe they're the type that they get up at the crack of dawn, work out, stretch, run, lift the weights, and then ultimately read the paper? What will the headline reading, you know, what will it read back to them? We start with Minneapolis from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Favre comes to the purple side, gets a rock star reception. That was the headline, or that is the headline that people will see. And what's happened is Brett Favre, after years of going back and forth with retirement, staying with the Green Bay Packers, then going to New York, and then teasing Minneapolis, and then saying he wasn't going to become a Viking, he was going to retire, suddenly he shows up, he's got a helmet on, he's got pads, and he's starting probably Friday's game, preseason game for Minnesota. So a huge story in Minneapolis. The fans embracing him, of course, because number four could prove to be a winner for them, taking them through the playoffs. Who knows? There's going to be some intriguing matchups in that NFC North, certainly with the Green Bay Packers when they host the Packers and when they go on the road November 1st at Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. You'll have Brett Favre for the first time in that uniform in Lambeau Field. Wow. New York, a little bit different story. New York Post, the headline reads, condition is critical, libs. And what they're talking about there is liberals supportive of President Obama up in arms that they were thinking of pulling the plug on the public option. Of course, the administration has now gone back on that and said that, no, they haven't really reversed what they're saying. Of course, it's always included a public option Yeah, right. Here's a good one from the Chicago Tribune. Lou Piniella escapes with a warning for jaywalking. If you don't know who Lou Piniella is, of course, Lou Piniella is the manager of the Cubs. He was talking, yabbering it up with his son on the phone. He heard a police siren behind his back. He stopped to see what was up. And, of course, this is when they were in San Diego. And sure enough, that's what happened. He was jaywalking in the gas lamp district in San Diego, if you know where that is. And they stop you for that, baby. So he... he was stopped, and he was told you can't do that. If you remember, in Seattle, they do the same thing, and the White Sox general manager, Ken Williams, was stopped for jaywalking and fined $50. So what is the deal with the Chicago baseball managers and jaywalking? You know, I've heard people talk about jaywalking tickets before, and luckily, thank goodness, I have never gotten a jaywalking ticket, but I can imagine how infuriating that would be, that you, all of a sudden you're stopped and you got to pay this ticket because you jaywalked. I grew up in New York and Philadelphia, and you always jaywalk. Everybody just walks across the street. You follow the crowd. You're just trying to get, especially in New York, you're just trying to get across the street. Here's one from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, tug of war over Cox's game show winnings. Now, this is a wild story that I knew nothing about. They've got a U.S. bankruptcy court that what they're going to hear is arguments about the state school superintendent, a woman named Kathy Cox, who was on that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and she won $1 million. Before the national audience, she pledged the money to blind and deaf kids who attended three of the schools in Atlanta, three state-run schools. But 3 months later, she and her husband filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection. And, of course, now you've got creditors who are in a tug of war with the state, and they think the cash should go to the schools. And proponents for the students plan a protest to demand the money. And the State Board of Education is saying that she would not have been invited to the program other than she was in the position of playing for a charitable interest. So, and again, she promised if she won, she'd give $1 million to specifically the Georgia Academy for the Blind in Macon, the Georgia School for the Deaf in another part of the state, Cave Spring, and the Atlanta Area School for the Deaf in Clarkston. They're all state run, and unlike a lot of public schools, I guess they don't rely on local funding. So what happened was there was a lawsuit filed against Kathy Cox and the Fox Broadcasting Corporation because they aired the show to claim money for the creditors. Fox issued a check to her, but the check was supposedly returned. Oh, my. What a wild tale this is. Oh, please. And apparently when they filed Chapter 7, they said they had debt of $3.5 million. And most of that was related to the husband's home building business. Man, she's got to be certainly somebody that walking around that state. She's got like a target on her back for ditching the kids. You cannot. And that's one thing you can't do. You cannot go on a show and make a statement like I'm gonna promise all my winnings on this show for these three schools. You know, for the deaf and the blind, etc., and then pull back on that. What was she thinking? A couple of others for you, too. From the Charlotte Observer, here is the morning headline that will greet the people waking up in Charlotte. It's interesting. A lot of times the headline, and maybe it's because of the NFL training camps or something, a lot of the headlines have had to do with sports, and then in the corner, you know, there's the national news and some other the stuff that's going on locally. But the Charlotte Observer, on their front page, they actually did not have anything about sports. Instead, they had kind of a cool picture called the Daily Edit, and they had a bunch of seals' heads that were obviously swimming around in some local water somewhere, which it wasn't explained. It just said, you know, it's the Daily Edit. And then there were a couple of interesting headlines that would be above the fold. And one of them was this one, focus on local food, a clear hit. And what this story was about was the fact that the state was encouraging, encouraging people to, you know, to basically dine locally, if that makes any sense. So, in other words, to go to places like the North Carolina Department of Agriculture has a best dish contest, and they have restaurants use food that was raised or grown or made in the state. And so that's the idea, is to encourage more people to get their fruits, their vegetables, etc., from the locals instead of getting them, you know, somewhere else, just going to the store and picking through, I don't know, Florida oranges or whatever. And apparently some of the restaurants, it is a huge success. And that, you know, they're not alone in doing that. There are a lot of places that are doing that now. Like, you'll go to a restaurant and look down at the bottom of the menu and it'll say locally grown organic organic vegetables or whatever. I noticed that a lot when I was in Hawaii. There were a lot of restaurants that were definitely emphasizing the local fare and making sure that you knew that's what it was. From the Denver Post, this was the headline, Post Office Survives for Now. And they talked about a big facility there, saying it was a fixture for over 100 years and it's been saved from the axe of the U.S. Postal Service budget for, again, at least a year, but they were saying in the article that they could only guarantee it for a year. Also, one of the headlines above the fold was Governor Ritter's Budget Balancing Act means a lot of sacrifices. And sadly, this is something I went off on with Schwarzenegger and California. They're talking about letting prisoners go early, and the governor there is saying the same thing. They're saying prisoners will be paroled early. And also, sadly, some of the mentally ill will lose treatment options, and 270 state jobs are going to be cut in Denver because they cannot balance their state budget. So they've got to dip into the programs that, you know, normally would be protected by the law. And as I said, this is very similar to what we see happening in California. The people are scared to death because, you know, there's so many that they're releasing there, and you start to go down the pecking order, and, you know, it makes you wonder who's getting their sentence lopped off. All right, here's another one. This is from the Detroit News. And if you remember the Detroit News, they had to go to the DetroitNews.com. I mean, that city is really suffering. Their headline is that this is the headline, ex-con Detroit council candidate seeks second chance. And the story is about the police chief calling Raphael Johnson, as he says, a prime example of the promise of rehab. He was a family guy with a couple of kids. He had two college degrees, and he spent years outside of prison motivating youngsters, apparently, and organizing neighborhood watches. But he's an ex-con, so he turned his life around. And also the headline that was right next to that said, it's hard to care about Brett Favre anymore. I think almost anything that I turned to had something about Brett Favre listed somewhere above the folds. Coming up next, we got birthdays this day in history. You know the drill. Next on America Tonight.
Mr. President, I can't tell if you're a Jedi 10 steps ahead of everything, or if this whole healthcare thing is kicking your ass just a little bit.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over
for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get past the people, get past the human man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Your good foot.
Little James Brown here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Coast to coast and everywhere in between. Time for news you can abuse. Tell you what, I'd be fuming if I were somebody connected to this python. 11-foot python suddenly arrived at a California family's home, and these people had no idea. It turned up in their front yard. You know, I think of myself, when I'm just hanging out, I'm in flip-flops, whatever, open-toed shoes. And if I was gliding across my front lawn, ooh, could you just see, you know, that high grass? You have no idea the python's there. That'd be disastrous. Anyway, Francisco Delgado, who lives near Lake Elsinore, said he was chatting with a sister just hanging out on the porch. He saw an enormous snake slithering across the fenced yard. They called animal control. The officer shows up and couldn't believe the size, had to call for backup. So two officers then wrangled the 50-pound snake, that's how much it weighed, into a truck and took it to a shelter. They say it's a Burmese python, and the owner was a long-distance trucker because the trucker contacted them. It was his pet. He let his brother watch the pet while he was away. The snake escaped. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be frightening. And what if that python had done something to somebody? Never trust a family member to watch your snake. There is a lesson in this somewhere. I don't understand this, I guess, unless it's for trying to rip people off. But a California guy decided that he was going to pose as a lawyer. Sure, why not? Just say that you're a lawyer. See what happens. See if you get some clients. So the 64-year-old guy, Harold Goldstein in Santa Ana, got the max, that's what it was, 2 years, for violating the terms of his supervised release. He was sent to prison for 7 years for falsely claiming to be an attorney and then 2 more years for posing as a lawyer again just days after he was released. So he did not learn his lesson. Of course, what's in it for him? He's trying to make money. What the deal is that he was trying to get clients to sign up for his services and represent them in court. He was also convicted of mail fraud for sending solicitation letters to inmates. He is saying that he started claiming he was a lawyer only days after he was released. How do you go behind bars, do the time for that, get busted up, and then decide somehow people won't, what, recognize you, and I'm going to try and do that again? Oof. How about this story? A Maryland lawmaker actually using a police boat in a marriage proposal. That's exactly what happened. And while it sounds, oh, that's kind of interesting, the lawmaker had to apologize for using a police boat and a helicopter to create a diversion so he could surprise his girlfriend with that marriage proposal. So you think of the recession and the money that we're burning up in our government agencies, and that is a big, fat no-no. Baltimore Police Commish Frederick Bielfeld told reporters that Delegate John Cardin also offered, though, to pay expenses from the incident because he felt so badly. They actually don't know what the tally would be on that, so they're trying to somehow come up with a number for him that he can pay. He's a Democrat who represents Baltimore County. He said on his website that he had Marine police search the boat he and his girlfriend were on. He says he popped a question during the fuss in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. And, of course, there was a helicopter also flying overhead. And that'd be pretty dramatic. But then again, pretty stupid. And then it's on your website, too, boasting about it. Mm. Here's a good one that maybe some of you can take advantage of. For their one and only family getaway this year, the Billingtons, as an example, checked into an upscale San Diego resort with the usual vacation things, the bathing suits, the board games, the golf clubs, all that sort of stuff. And as a goodwill gesture, rather, this resort is offering a $19 survivor package. So this is pretty much how it works. You know, it's a luxury hotel. And they've got a slump in business, so they're offering more services, amenities, and the Rancho Bernardo Inn is pulling guests in with no frills and barely any basics. So the most basic version that you can get by checking in there is a room with for $19 with no bed, toilet paper, towels, air conditioning, or honor bar, and only a single light bulb in the bathroom for safety. The next level up adds in a bed without sheets for $39 a night. For a bed plus the toiletries and the toilet paper, the rate is $59. I don't know about you, Donovan, but I think I'd pay a little bit more. I don't want to check into a hotel with absolutely nothing in it but a light bulb in the bathroom.
If I wanted to do that, I could stay home.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I can have my own little resort. I'll just put the covers on the floor. I mean, please. But the Billingtons who went there, this guy's a personal trainer, and he's saying it's the only vacation that he and his family were able to take. And I have a feeling that they might have scrimped on some things, but I don't think they just got the light bulb treatment anyway. Whatever works, folks. Whatever works. All right, time for this moment in history. That means we flip over the calendar. It is August 19th. What are some of the cool things that happened or sad things that happened in history? But we all mark occasions for different reasons. There are 134 days left in the year. In 1812, the USS Constitution defeated the British frigate off of Nova Scotia, big one, the Guerriere, during the War of 1812. In 1929, this is a big moment, the radio comedy program Amos and Andy was made its debut on NBC Blue. That's what they called it back then. Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll were that radio program, and that was pretty big. Lots of sound effects, and people were glued to it. In 1949, speaking of radio, the Federal Communications Commission prohibited so-called giveaway radio and TV shows. saying they violated lottery laws. The Supreme Court overturned the ban in 54, ruling that giveaway shows fell short of being lotteries because the people that played on them didn't pay in order to try and win prizes. And, of course, you know this, right? You're taxed on the prizes that you win. So when somebody goes on, like, The Price is Right and they win, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, they got to pay taxes on it. So you got to have the money to pony up for the taxes. I think sometimes a lot of people sell or try to sell the big-ticket items, and then that takes care of that, and they pocket the money. If we go back to the 70s, in fact, 1976, President Gerald R. Ford won the Republican presidential nomination at the party's convention in Kansas City. We know what happened after that, though. In 1991, Soviet hardliners announced to a very shocked world that President Mikhail Gorbachev had been removed from power. The coup attempt collapsed 2 days later. All right, Maestro, do we have any birthday music to cue up there in the background? Gotta love that, the Beatles on cue. I think you're going to know a lot of these people who are celebrating birthdays, like this one. Actress Jill St. John is 69 years old. She was in one of the early Bond movies, been in a ton of movies. He does a radio show now. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson is 67. He used to be on Law & Order. I loved him on Law & Order. Also, Ian Gillan from Deep Purple is 64 years old. Former President Bill Clinton is 63. Tipper Gore, wife of former VP Al Gore, is 61. Actor Gerald McRaney is 61 years old. He's married to Delta Burke from Designing Women. Celebrating a birthday as well, political consultant Mary Matlin is 56 years old. Actor Peter Gallagher is 54. Actor Adam Arkin is 53 years old. Anthony Munoz, remember him from his NFL days, Hall of Famer, 51 years old. Actor John Stamos is 46 years old. Actress Kira Sedgwick, married to Kevin Bacon on a hit show on TNT called The Closer, is 44. Actor Kevin Dillon, I watched the show he's on, it's called Entourage, is 44 years old. Country singer Leanne Womack is 43 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from Friends, actor Matthew Perry with a big one. He is 40 years old. Rapper Fat Joe is 39. Olympic gold medal tennis player and now commentator, if you watch any tennis at all, Mary Jo Fernandez, 38 years old. Actress Erica Christensen is 27 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, if you like rap music, rapper Romeo is 20 years old. Well, that's a big one. I remember when he was just little Romeo, just a kid way back when.